You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another Audio Described Fit review here on RNIB Connect Radio, and joining me again is Fidel Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Fidel, how are you?
I'm very well, Toby, and I hope you are too.
We are stepping into the wild this week with a vibrant telling of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, celebrating the beauty of love in all its forms at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you enjoy this very modern version of the first Shakespeare play that I think you studied with A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Rep?
Absolutely. It has a soft spot for me because it was indeed the first Shakespeare play we did at school. And I've always liked it. It's a comic play and it's a good accessible one to start with in terms of Shakespeare's works when you're studying. And this was, as you said, very vibrant, very compelling, very engaging, very modern. And when I first heard the music as we were going into the auditorium, I did wonder, was this going to work? But it worked really well. It was comic. The audience were engaged. There was interaction between the stage and the audience. And yes, I thought it was a thoroughly successful production.
And this is the directorial debut on the Rep's main stage for artistic director Joe Murphy, and very much reflecting Birmingham's, I suppose, diverse multicultural and social makeup. There are gender reversals, there are contemporary jokes, and of course that pop music that you mentioned as well, Vida. But I wondered, how faithful was this production underneath it all to the language and text of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream?
It seemed, from what I could remember, and it's a long time since I studied the play, it seemed, though, very faithful to the original text. There was an attempt to bring in a theme around climate change at the beginning and the end of the performance, and I think that just about worked to give it a different complexion, different feel. But no, I think they were very true to the text, as far as I can work out. Others may correct me that are more expert about the play, but it worked well, and yes, it had a nice Birmingham twist to it, I think, as it said on the website.
And Carl Davies' staging, I hear, transformed a military stone fortress into a colourful forest as the tall columns turned round to reveal, I suppose, real sort of foliage and pink flowers. And I wondered whether that sort of contrast, Vidar, gave you a sort of, I suppose, dreamy and otherworldly quality to this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. And did that come through the description as well?
Certainly did, came through in the description, and had I been able to get to the touch tour, which sadly on this occasion I wasn't, I think would have learned more about it, because it was a very, very informative touch tour from what I could gather, talking briefly to Carolyn Smith, the audio describer, who briefly talked about some of what you've just described in her pre-show notes. So all in all, I felt on top of that, but I would have liked to have had a close-up feel for the actual interchangeable set during the actual touch tour.
And I hear the designs for the costumes for the fairies came out of an open competition. And I did not know this, Vidar, that the Birmingham Rep was the first theatre to stage Shakespeare in modern dress.
Well, there's something I've learnt as well, Toby. I don't think I knew that. So we both learnt something there. So they've done it successfully and it carries on to be successful.
And other modern touches included a mobile phone and a water pistol that I think Puck uses to fire Titania's love potion, and a great cast for this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, with some critics highlighting Adam Carver as Puck, having the audience in the palm of their hands, better known as the cabaret artist Fat Butcher, and a bit of a vocal powerhouse, I hear, too.
Absolutely. Very, very good cast. Very versatile, very good at acting, very good at singing, musical dimensions there. And I think Puck is a great character, I imagine, if you're an actor. And Adam Carver played Puck extremely well.
And I think they led the audience in a rousing rendition of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Absolutely. Going back to what I touched on earlier about the interaction with the audience, that was something that worked well. And the audience were up for that. And there seemed to be, talking to companions I was with, quite a number of young people in the audience. Maybe they were studying it like I had all those years ago. And I think they would have found it a really engaging experience at the theatre.
So, Vidar, a bit of a lively, progressive telling of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Birmingham Rep, which would work for both those new to the Bard's work and for those like yourself who have studied his work too.
I think it would have worked for everybody in the auditorium, and anyone who didn't know the play would have got a great first impression. Anyone who did, I think, would have enjoyed seeing how it was updated to 2026.
Well, next time, Vidar, we'll be looking at opera with Welsh National Opera's production of The Flying Dutchman.
Looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time, Toby. Thank you, as always.
Well, Vidar, thank you so much indeed for sharing your audio-described review of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.